You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Just after the storm breaks with the perfect amount of light, you can catch a glimpse of magic if the timing is right. Rainbows are improbable, beautiful and rare. Too vast to hold and too small to name, it's no wonder why. You have to stand between the rain and the sun to see a rainbow in the sky.
And the all Friday forecast is pretty nice, I hear, but I bet we're going to see some more rainbows too, maybe, because it's back to rain over the weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff, what are you going to do this weekend? It sounds like this could be a good time for gardening.
Well, it might be a wet time for gardening. Outdoor activities won't be as good as we'd like. Today's the day to do it. In fact, it's sunny out there. It's pretty much clear, and temperatures will get up into the mid-60s. So today is going to be the best day of all. So nothing close to it the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, but I'd like to weed in wet soil, personally. What about you?
I'm not crazy about weeding, but I don't like pulling them out in dry soil, because when you have dry soil, the soil really holds on to things. It's hard to dig in dry soil as well. But what's going to happen is we have a major weather system coming in during the afternoon on Saturday. So Saturday morning may start off dry. It'll be cloudy, but it'll be dry. But by lunchtime, that system will become barreling into western Washington, and I expect precipitation over the whole afternoon. So it will not be great, and temperatures will drop down into the mid-50s. So definitely a decline. Sunday, another weather system comes in. So during the afternoon, a strong front will bring more rain. So it doesn't look good. I mean, the western Washington is going to have rain on and off pretty much the whole weekend, and temperatures dropping back into the lower to mid-50s. So what can I say? And then there's a whole nother series of disturbances coming in on Monday and Tuesday. In fact, what I call the mother of atmospheric rivers, this current of lots of moisture and warm temperatures, will be aimed right at Oregon and southern Washington. And there's going to be really very heavy precipitation there, several inches in the lowlands and more in the mountains. So this is turning out to be a very wet April. I don't know if we'll be the wettest April on record, but we're already way above normal.
Pretty good weather for seeing rainbows, though, right?
That's right. This is rainbow season. First, the sun's stronger and it's up in the sky a bit. The angles are good. The thing is, we're into the shower and sunbreak regime. That's classic for spring. The air is pretty unstable, so we'll have heavy showers and there'll be sun between, and that gets onto the rain and produces the rainbows. So if there's any time of the year that we get a lot of rainbows, this is it. And I've seen a few myself, including a double rainbow the other night.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But getting back to the gardening, planting now is kind of a mixed bag. You've done some investigation, I think.
That's right, both in the garden and outside. I planted some grass seed and they didn't go anywhere. And then I started realizing the problem was the soil temperature. We've had a relatively cool winter and early spring. We've had a lot of clouds and precipitation. And the soil temperatures are actually quite a bit cooler than normal. And right now in western Washington, the soil temperatures are in the lower 50s. Now, that's not warm enough for a lot of seeds. So you can't plant beans or squash or anything else in the soil right now because it's too cold. It's even on the cold side for grass. Some grass seed may start growing, but we're right on the margin. So we really have to wait till the soil temperatures get up to around 60 to plant a lot of the vegetable seeds we like. And at this point, it looks like we won't get to 60 till about mid-May, since we started so low.
Wow, really? I have to wait that long?
So you can plant inside.
Right, to keep the starts warm.
Right. Soil temperatures are, basically react to the average temperature over the day. And so if the temperatures are below normal and we have a lot of clouds, so the sun's not warming up the soil, there's a real delay in the increase in soil temperatures. Sorry, but that's the way it is.
So how does the soil temperature vary with depth, Cliff?
Well, the surface soil, the top few inches, really responds very quickly to the sun. So if you have a sunny, warm day, there tends to be a surge of temperature in the top inch or so. But the soil deeper down takes time. You have to wait for the heat to percolate its way down to the soil. So that responds more slowly, and it takes more time for that to warm up.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. And Cliff, Have a very nice Earth Day tomorrow.
Thanks, and you too, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.